Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's the West Coast remix. West Side, the best side. Snoop, Game, E-40.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
Out of space with Air Roy Jetson, Battlestar Galactica, who rolling with you? I'm way up, twisting like the solar system, so official, air traffic's notified, blow the whistle, old pistol, 45, ma we miss you, these weak bitches horrified, glorified, bitch you better get your story right, or disappear, vamoose, papoose, that's my nephew, so you know we got the juice, loose lips, sink ships, trip this for a second, I'm all the way up on this Fat Joe record, don't let me down. I'm too high for you to get me now. 22 years on top, so you could never forget me now. There's no way to shut me down. Rock and roll with the lion if you're with me now. Hit me now. I'm back to the Snoop shit. LBC, East Side, that's the movement. Gangster music, do it, I do it. I make it rain, pop, pop, bang.
It's Wednesday, y'all. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. Through Manhattan, Kobe retired in Brooklyn on the bandwagon. 100 bands in my pockets on my pants. What's good, everybody? What's goody? It's Pastor Mike Radio. Wild on West Coast Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Quite naturally, I'm doing a wild. It's your boy, Jay, the best of cold water can do, in the building. Today, we've got an interview with my man, Savage Raw. Savage Raw Music. A man is a brand in his own self. Very talented young man. We'll probably get some of his music on here momentarily. Dropping my microphones and my ear sets and everything. Yeah, so I just got back to town yesterday. I went out to Mesquite and seen the sights of lovely, beautiful, quiet, very, very white Mesquite. I think me and the wifey were the only black people there. I've seen a mixture of people, but for the most part, Mesquite is white. Very friendly, though. Don't think that as me bashing Mesquite at all. I just didn't see any black people in Mesquite. Found that odd. But it was a very cool experience. We've seen some stuff, learned some history. So, you know, go out, check out Mesquite, get a chance. We actually came back through... The Valley of Fire recreational area, and we drove very fast. I scared wifey a few times on a couple of those really sharp turns. So here we are, Wednesday, middle of the week. Hope everybody's having a good hump day. I know I am. Tomorrow is Thursday, so make sure you guys get out to Money Plays and see your boy doing his comical thing, telling jokes, and a host of other people there doing their thing. A lot of the music that I play here are people from Money Plays, and that's really good. Speaking of people at Money Plays, I actually met this young man that I'm going to be speaking with here momentarily, young man Savage Raw. I met him on a couple of different occasions. Most memorable is at Money Plays, where my response to him was, "Hey man, I know your father." And the rest is passing like history. So without further ado, I bring to you the world, Savage Raw. What's good, brother? Yo, what's good, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Not bad, man. That's Wild and West Coast Wednesday, middle of the week, almost over, everybody. So, Zav, what's good, man? What you got with yourself right now? Tell the people about yourself a little bit.
You know, my name is Savage Raw, you know, spelled S-A-V-A-G-E-R-A-W-W, two W's, put some respect on my name. I was born and raised in Vegas, you know, I've been doing music. And I mean, I've been doing music my whole life, you know, middle school. I was actually in a band, and that's before I started actually writing lyrics. But I always had a feel for music. But I actually didn't start taking it serious till like my senior year in high school. And after like football season was over, I started actually, you know, writing down what I felt, you know. Everybody kept saying I was good in music, you know, I would always freestyle. And I did this one project for a teacher that she had me write a song on a book reprint. So I actually wrote a whole verse. She actually had me rap it to every one of her class because she loved it so much. And that had made me actually realize my talent in this music. And ever since then, I've been taking off.
That's what's up, man. So you just spoke, you kind of got introduced to it while you were still in school, where you're still learning other parts of, you know, I guess, life. Yeah, right, other parts of music. That's cool, man. So you actually, so was that was your music teacher then that was actually guiding you through? Like, I guess, or not guiding you through, but giving you your first actual starts?
Well, yeah, the teacher I wrote a song for in a book was actually for English, but when I was in middle school, yeah, that was for, it was for an English class. It was my composition honors class. And it wasn't everybody's task to write a song, but I decided to write a song because, I just wanted to test my ability. And it actually came out way better than I expected. He wanted me to record this. He wanted me to send it to her. I performed it for every class. But, like I said, me having a feel for music, I did band in middle school. So, like, my band teacher, he led me. Like, he showed me some ways, but it was all with instrumentals. It's just completely different when it comes to, you know, writing lyrics. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Definitely is. So you can act. So you are able actually to read sheet music, and can you write it too?
I can read music. I don't know how well I can still do it. You know, it's been a few years since it's been back there.
Right.
I used to play
right.
the baby tuba, I forgot what it's called, but I know they call it a baby. Oh, baritone. There we go.
Okay, right on. I was just going to ask you what instrument did you play?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
So, I mean, we're going to write and read it still? Maybe read it a little, write it, I don't know. Lyrics, yeah.
Okay, lyrically, right, definitely. We know you can read some lyrics, definitely. Well, actually, we know you can definitely write some lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to actually catch you live, perform live. I think I'm going to play one of the songs that you performed, 14 Grams.
Yeah.
You got good energy, man. Yeah, you do. Keep it up, man. Do be just like that every time, man. I like that, dude. That was a really good energy you have right there. You were in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna crack on you. I'm not going to crack on you.
Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, that's kind of, hey, that's cool, man. Hey, so, like how long were you in the band? Were you just like, was that just like I'm gonna go join the band? Or were you like a band kid? Like, you were like really, really a band kid?
Yeah, I mean, from sixth grade to eighth grade, I really did music. And, I actually played the instrumental, brought it home, practiced it at home. Like, I honestly really liked it. Like, to be honest with you, I really have a real thing with, like, feel for music. Like, when it comes to it, I like all types of genre of music, especially smooth jazz. I'm a real big fan of smooth jazz. I used to go to sleep to smooth jazz in middle school. You know, it helped me fall asleep and stuff like that. But, like, when it comes to lots of genre of music, I like it all because it gives me a different style and a different way to come at it at my music. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, definitely. What band did you play for?
What band? It was actually from middle school. It was Fertitta Middle School. And then my eighth grade year, I played for Fez Middle School.
Oh, okay. That's where that energy comes from, playing in it. No, I know a couple other guys that rap. You know, they're my age, right? They're much older, but they were in marching band like all the way through high school, all the way into college and everything. And man, mm-hmm. you can't sit them dudes down because they carried big instruments. one guy carried, you know, the great big tuba joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To this day, my friend Andy still plays that tuba right now. He has one of his
house. That's so funny because I played the baby tuba. If I put it in front of my face, I would probably still be able to play it. But it's been so long.
Right. We're gonna get you a baby tuba.
I mean, I'm little size. I got the table. The tuba got to be little. I got to be able to hold it.
Right. I'm telling you. That's real talk. Yes, but Bad Savage Raw, he's little of stature, but he's got big energy, man. You guys check him out. So we're going to talk with you some more. I just see that my counterpart, Chrissy, just checked in. We're going to get into one of your mm-hmm. songs and then we'll check in with her, too. And you hang out with us, all right, Sav?
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and get 14 grand. I like this one. This is a good one right here.
Hey, yo, hand me that bag. I'm about to spit some real shit to these niggas, man. Hey, grab them swishers too. Yeah.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up. Niggas talking so much head, but never show up. Moved out my mama's house early, trying to see what the world is. Your nigga had no choice but to grow up. I did it though. Biggest ways with a different flow. Not the smartest, got potential though. And knowledge pays, nigga. I'm from the city where niggas will go and fade. Niggas take your socks, your shoes, your clothes, and your pain, nigga. Niggas change it, but they never change. I won't be slaves and I won't be tamed. I won't be entertained by white court niggas trying to drain my brain. And if you following them, you're just another slave. Keep a close eye on the opposition, but staying clear from the competition. You niggas talk so tough, but ain't never with it. And just to tell you the truth, y'all never get it.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up.
My nigga about to roll up, my nigga about to roll up.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up.
My nigga about to roll up, my nigga about to roll up.
I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up. I got 14 grams, I'm about to roll up.
My nigga about to roll up, my nigga about to roll up.
Of a legend. Smoke a blunt and thank God for my blessings. Sit back, practice till I perfect it. Niggas be flexing, showing they face. I get the message. I'ma be the best, no second guessing. Lyrics till I speak, be like I'm preaching the lesson. We not digesting, no better suggestion than me. You think you're better than I, it's crazy what you believe. I don't pay them no attention cause they talking so cheap. And being me is something you'll never achieve. Running to the finish till my feet hurt. And being it first is something that I deserve. I'm so intelligent the way I speak with these words. Like these nouns and verbs, I should have been a teacher. So I'm busy teaching these niggas to need work. And I'ma be somebody before I leave Earth.
Yo, it's Wednesday. We on the West Coast. Your boy Wildin' as always. So I guess it's past my presenting Wildin' West Coast Wednesday, isn't it? And that was my man Savage Raw with 14 grams. Y'all don't understand how much that song really knocked, man. Y'all seek this man's music out. We're gonna let him tell you where it's at. I get the exclusive stuff, so I ain't gonna tell you my plug. But I'm gonna let him plug y'all in. Savage Raw. Mr. Savage Raw, sir, we give you your proper respect.
Yeah.
Put some respect on your name, like you said. Here's what are your influences like when you get ready to when you're putting your music together, when you're writing, or just when you're coming with your concepts or whatever. Like, what are some of the things that influence you? You know, musically, you know, mentally, everything that just puts you in a frame of just to do 14 grams. What was your mind on 14 grams?
To be honest with you, like, usually it's
if I'm going through something or something big that's on my mind, it's usually what pushes me to go write music. Or most of the time, I'm either smoking and I get a tempo in my head or a flow in my head, and I'm like, oh, I gotta write that down. Next, you know, I'm in there for hours.
Right, putting something together. That's what's up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, man. Yeah, cause that's a cool song right there. I like the tempo to it. I really do feel that song catch my drift.
And I actually wrote the part of the verse when I was chilling at home one day because I was bored, but the rest of that verse came when I was actually sitting at work in a training class. And I got really tired of hearing what they were training talking about, so I started just writing because I had that beat like in my head, and I continued to start writing, and I finished that verse in class when I went home, you know, rapping to the beat and everything, and I was like, oh man, this is gonna be nice.
That's what's up. Well, we're gonna check in with Chrissy, but I think her call just dropped on us here. So Chrissy, if you're listening. Call back in. I was just about to check in with her, see if she wanted to you know, pick your brain on anything. So that mm-hmm. being said, she is at work right now, so she's gonna be. Yep. Matter of fact, there she is. She popped right back in on us. So let's check in with this. Miss Chrissy. You there somewhere? Tell us you're coming in from another planet, don't you? Sound all she's all the weird in the background. She's on planet X right now. Dear Chrissy, tell us what the weather is on planet X.
I can go all day with you.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm trying to keep it on the low.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, okay.
We didn't get no current clients until I called in.
that's how it always goes. You don't get nobody want to come in
it.
And check with you. You start doing stuff.
You know it.
You
right.
That's Murphy's Law, man. The second you're trying to do something. Uh-oh. Yep, she dropped again. All right, well, we'll just keep rolling, man. She comes in, she'll come back in. We'll keep it rolling from here. Now, like I said, I know you got a couple shows coming up. Do you want to tell the folks about those? What's going on with those? Who you're working with?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do have a few shows. I have a show out in California, in Manteca, California, on Saturday, actually. Shout out to Ben Fields because he actually put that on. I have another show on the 20th in Cali for one of my friend's dad's birthday. So I'll be out there in California again. And then on the 27th, I have two shows. I'll be performing for another birthday party. And then it's the event going called Strippers Going Wild that I'll be performing at also. And then, so the calendar is kind of full this one.
That's good, man. Stay busy, bro. Stay busy, man. That's real
exactly.
good.
That's what I'm trying to do. I actually just finished shooting my Vegas cipher a few days ago. That should be hopefully dropped in sometime this week.
Okay, right on. Yeah. You know what? That's dope that's getting that going again, man. It's been a while since I've seen those Vegas ciphers on online. It's been a long time, so I'm glad they're getting those going again,
yeah,
man. So definitely make sure you tag me in that, man, so we can let the world see you, man, because I know you got bars. Right. So outside of let's see, 14 grams and I got a wild and gonna play here next. What other music you got going on? Like you got a project working on right now that you're getting ready to push out?
Yeah, I actually do have a project that I'm working on. I'm actually finished with it. I'm just getting everything recorded, you know, all the legal stuff, buying beats and all that other stuff. But So, yeah, it's a seven-song EP called Savage Madness. This will be my second project. It will be dropped on – I'm reaching for August 22nd, so we're going to try to get it done during that time. After that, I won't be really – I'll be only dropping singles. I won't be dropping another project until I do 100 shows.
Ah, okay, got you. Gold. Right on. Okay.
Yeah. So try to build up my fan base and stuff like that.
Okay. So I was gonna say, so with that being said, what kind of goals you got set for yourself?
Oh, type of goals? All right, here we go. I'll wait for you to ask this question. Like I said, after I dropped this second project, reaching to do 100 shows, and, you know, in between that time, I'll be dropping, like, singles for my next project, which I may be dropping an album. So it may be an album, so I will let you know I am working on an album. But, after the 100 shows, I will drop another project, and from there, wherever it takes me.
That's what's up, right on.
Honestly, it's what my goals are set for right now. It's gonna reach until like March of next year. So right now, I don't have any other goals set from after that, but I'm working on them.
Got it. Well, you got to get one step at a time.
Exactly. Take it one step at a time, one day at a time.
That's it, man. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into your second single we got here, Wildin, featuring. Now, how do you say the guy's name? Nerve? Did I say it right? Nerve?
Correct. Nerve.
Okay, man. I'll be honest with you. I sat there when I originally got the song and I was reading, I was like, Nerve. New rap. I said, man, let me get this right before I go to air, man.
Yeah, his name is Nerve.
His nerve. Okay. Well, like I said, man, I ain't trying to throw no names out there, but I know you pop. So you know me and him about the same age. So we got to work really hard to stay hip. You know, we got to work extra hard to be hip. You know, so we can't just be out there talking any old kind of way, because you young folks will just look at you. Y'all ain't gonna listen to us if we ain't hip. that's the real talk. So we'll go ahead into what actually. Tell the folks a little bit about Wildin, and then we'll go ahead and get that going there.
Wildin, man, when I made that song, I was looking to get – I'm honestly, in my head, when I heard the beat and I was thinking of the song, I was thinking of everybody with dreads, because I used to have dreads, just going crazy, dread banging, you know, mosh pitting, just going, like, wild. Like, you know how when you with your homies and it's a good night out, y'all just wilding out, doing everything. You might be drunk, stumbling, something.
Wildin' out.
And with the verses, like, how the verse goes, like, I was just showing everybody that, because that's one of the songs off of my first mixtape. And a lot of songs in my mixtape is very slow, very inspirational, you know, trying to, like, speaking about stuff that we all go through, you know what I mean? But I want to show people that I can actually talk about, like, have a hype song without having to talk about, you know, running in somebody's house and doing all the extras. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that's a good move right there. So we'll go ahead and get into Wildin featuring Nerve. I'm so good at this. My man Savage Raw. Wildin West Coast Wednesday. Let's go. Maybe not let's go, but let's go now.
Hustle, working harder, building muscle. Not a lot of niggas trust Staying humble as I run my city. If you don't like it, you can come and get me. Sipping Henny while she rolling sticky. Give my all till there's nothing in me. Not a lot, so I had to do it. In the booth, then we going stupid. You say you ballin', what you go and prove it? Move out the way, cause you just an oopsie. Straight path, moving steady. Let me know when you ready. Make it rain like confetti. Your bitches all on me heavy. Still the man, and I'ma stay the man. Brought a thought with a broader plan. Hashtag, you ain't got a chance. Nigga, we wildin'. Me and my niggas, we wildin'. 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 I say me and my niggas we ballin', 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 ballin'. I say me and my niggas we ballin', 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 ballin'. I say me and my niggas we ballin', ballin'.
Wildin', featuring Nerve, my man Savage Raw, Wildin' West Coast Wednesdays in the building. This young man is busy, y'all. Y'all don't even understand, man. I just thought about something we were just talking this minute ago. Was that night that I seen you at Money Plays and you performed, didn't you leave and go someplace else to perform again that same night, or was it the other way around?
I actually did not leave and go perform somewhere else.
No, not that. I know there was a night that I had seen you, and you had either just left the game, and or you was going to another place to perform.
I don't remember, man. There's been a lot of shows.
But it was one of the, you know, it was like one of the first times I actually seen you perform. I didn't even know who you were. And, you know, what I'm saying, I had seen you, and you came and did your thing, but then you had to leave and go. You had another gig altogether to go do.
Oh, it may have been, I mean, if you just see me, you may have seen me perform at CEO's Hookah Lounge.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a Hookah Lounge. Maybe it was CEO.
Yeah. Because when I performed there, I did have another show after that.
Right. See, I've been paying attention to my people, man. most people literally, and you'll see this, you know, as you make your moves in your career here. Most people will pay to you when you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I make sure I pay homage to art because, bottom line, you doing music because you enjoy doing music. You have fun doing music. You like to rap. You have fun rapping. All of the.
I love it.
Right, but at the end of the day, you still got to get to now to get paid off for what you love. But at the end of the day, you got to put some work.
I would love to get paid off of what I do, you know. And I do this as a job. I don't do it as a hobby. I don't do it as something to do. I do it so it can be something that I can support myself and my family. You know what I mean?
Right, definitely. That is definitely it, man. And that's
I mean,
that's
if you're blessed with a talent, you should never let the talent go to waste.
No, you do not let that talent go to waste. You use it and you use it and use it. And then when you're done using it and you see somebody else with the same talent, you teach them how to use that talent the same way that you learned how to use it. You know,
you got to keep it building, keep it going.
So, man, so that's awesome, man. Now, do you have any people that you wanted to shout out to? Any people you want to let everybody know that, you know?
I do want to give a shout out to one, my parents. My parents, they wasn't for them, you know, I wouldn't be on this earth. I do want to shout out, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to the man upstairs because, you know, if it wasn't for him and blessing me with this, I would not be where I'm at. And I honestly want to give a shout out to my girl, Cherie. If it wasn't for her, there's a lot of stuff, you know, I honestly would have been doing it. She'd be setting up the shows for me, doing the talking for me. You know, I ain't got to do the talk. All I got to do is write the lyrics, record the lyrics, and perform the lyrics. If it wasn't for her, there's a lot of stuff I'd probably be lost at.
You know what? Real talk. Shout out to Cherry for that, man. She do be looking out for you, man. That is a tough bird right there, man. She low key scares me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
She's my active manager, so she keeps everything. She's a very nice lady. She's everything ordered.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's a super sweetheart. But she ain't no games with her. So anybody listening that's doing any work with Savage Raw, the girl ain't about no play. She is going to handle that business the way it needs to be handled about Savage Raw.
If
so don't come
or keep pushing.
I'll keep it pushing. Yeah. So and I appreciate it about her. Like I said, when she hit me up and it was my fault. I couldn't accept it, but I couldn't even I couldn't even barter with her. I was just like, that's cool. Okay. I said, you know what? I understand. I wasn't even hurt. I wasn't upset at it. I was like, you know what? She is doing what she's supposed to do. Let me go ahead and just handle this properly because that's the proper thing to do. And I don't want her to. I don't want to be on her bad side. I know this already. I don't want to be on her bad side. You know what I'm saying? So definitely.
Oh, yeah, you know,
for you like that, man.
Hey, give a shout out to you, Jay, because you know if it was for, I mean, you out here chasing a dream, doing what you want to do, also. And you're actually giving a lot of artists a chance to actually be on the radio, speak what they have to speak, you know, let people find out what that artist is about. You know, I appreciate that. So big shout out to you.
Thank you, man. That's what it's all about, man. Because, look, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, all the promotion in the world don't mean nothing if you can't really speak for yourself.
Exactly.
Man,
Exactly.
Folks like, who cares, you know? So yeah,
exactly.
Man. And trust me, any opportunity I got where, you know what I'm saying, I can I could put you in, dude. Trust me, dude. You are on a list of people that I contact first. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? And that's all on you. You catch my
drift?
That's all on you. You know what I'm saying? That is all on you. So they ain't got nothing to do with nothing but just what I've seen with my own eyes. So you are on that list of people that I fuck with.
let me give a shout out to my fans and supporters also, because you know, without it's hard to get support out here. I'm gonna be honest with you, it's very hard to get support out here. But the people that do support me and the people that do rock with my music, I do want to shout them out also. So you know, give them a shout out also.
That's
but now
stuff.
I'm done with all my shout outs.
So, like, right now, like, who are you, like, working with any particular artists, like, on a regular basis? Or do you have any, like, artists that you, like, can't wait to work with or, like, you know, kind of secretly, you know, there might be that opportunity coming for you? Anybody in particular?
If we speak in, like, locally, I'm really pushing and I'm real excited to work with Terminal G. I don't know if you ever heard of Terminal G. But he's like, his music is very energetic, very inspirational. I mean, when he's a great, great, great performer, I will say that. But that's somebody I'm looking forward to working with, you know, later on in the future. And otherwise than that, I'm interested in working with everybody. Like, I want at least
I want to drop a like a tape with a bunch of features, like local artist features. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right on. And you know what though? There's a lot of guys out there that'd be eager to jump on that with you, man.
And you know, and I'm always down. I'm always down. As long as it's business and it's work, I'm always down.
That's what's up, man. Hell yeah, man. Stay hard work, man. Keep your nose to the grindstone. I mean, that's the biggest lesson. Anybody listening right here, that's the biggest lesson right there, man. Keep working, man. It listen to this kid. Does he sound depressed that he's working hard? Nah. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, just from your spirit, bro. I mean, if didn't nobody know, I mean, I don't even know, but I mean, I'm just saying, if didn't nobody know, you might be eating steak every day. We don't know. Your life, you sound like your life is going good. You know what I'm saying? But it's because of the fact that you ain't letting nothing stop you, and I appreciate that about you, man.
Exactly. I would keep pushing, you know. You always get obstacles.
Yeah.
Oh, you always get obstacles thrown at you. And if you let those obstacles stop you, you're never going to make it to where you're going to be to. I mean, you always want to, I mean, overcome the obstacle. Don't let the obstacle overcome you.
There you go. That's one to grow on right there, kids. That is one to grow right there. Well, I tell you what, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song by a young man by Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone that you probably may want to. This song here is called Oblivion. He's a local boy, too, straight out of Vegas. Vic Smith. And the big question, why do you want to hate on me?
What's up for your fucking mind, yo? Alright, listen. You looking at a beast and all. Yes, sir, bro, I might reach the star. Level, I'm a rebel, hello, priest of call. When I beat up the beat, eat feast of God. No, I'm brawly, gnarly, never say I'm sorry. Get it, I'm the villain, I'm killing, can never saw me. Stacking about a million, he got it, what's so appealing? I'm working magic, a matter of fact, imagine the God be evil, brawly. I ain't really sorry. The girl in my room and she waiting and getting naughty. Make a scream proud, real loud like a Harley. Smoke that ass out, no doubt, when I'm a Marley. I'll hold dress, so I gotta let go. So I bust out, fuck it to the morning light. I'm nice, you ain't never out of sight, boy, I'm dope with the scope, leave a dead ass target. You wanna talk, wanna hate? I'm the spark on the change, you get lost in the fame. You ain't a boss, you a lame. Running off with the game, gonna be hard to remain like dang. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? Are you fucking with a real MC? Are you fucking with a real MC? I got skill. You a clown, you a snake, so you damn with the J, stick around to the face. Got the style of a great smell foul, but you fake, 100 foul and I'm straight. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? No, you fucking with a real OG. No, you fucking with a real OG. I'm that ill. Looking at me like what type of shit is he on? We take pains from these lanes with a Dion. Make your name, but on the grind for eons. Really, I ain't fucking with you peon. But you love to talk shit. Tell me I ain't dope, but you ain't even got a hit. But your girl love to track. In fact, she on my dick. Wasn't ready for the comeback. He said his mouth quick. On a real, I got a bone to pick. Why Vegas so wacky? I don't support shit. Ain't no real excuse, cause homeboy, I'm here. I'm a killer in the booth. I've been doing it for years. Oh God, man, I run it. Word up to 6500. Tell them boys they don't really want it. Compared to me, homie, they ain't nothing. You wanna talk, wanna hate? I'm the spark, I'm the change. You get lost in the fame. You ain't a boss, you a lame. Running off with the game, gonna be hard to remain like dang. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? Are you fucking with a real MC? Are you fucking with a real MC? I got skill. You a clown, you a snake. No, you damn with the J, stick around to the face. Got the style of a great smell foul, boy, you fake, 100 foul and I'm straight. Why you wanna hate on me? Why you wanna hate on me? Is that real? No, you fucking with a real OG. No, you fucking with a real OG. I'm that ill.
So, man, Vic Smith, that song's Oblivion. I do believe he got one off the SoundCloud. And check the video on YouTube. age. I like to share all that good stuff. Man, Savage Raw. I don't know. What else you want to talk about, man? I got a good question here. It's pretty much a regular question that most radio interviews should be asking you.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you listening to right now?
Who am I listening to?
Yeah.
100. There's so many different people I'm listening to. From my main, and this is my inspiration, and the reason why the style of music I make is the right reason why I make that style of music is Dizzy Wright. He's out of Vegas, and he's actually doing his thing, but I listen to him a lot. That's who I'm listening to right now. Let me think. Who else am I listening to? Honestly, I've been playing myself a whole lot. It's been Dizzy Wright and myself lately. I really have not been into the outside of the music except for the local music lately. You know, I've been on my SoundCloud listening to all the local artists and all other things lately. So really, it's just been Dizzy Wright, myself, and local artists, but nobody else special.
That's what's up. Okay. That's good. And show love to the local guys, man. That's real good,
mm-hmm.
man. That's what's
mm-hmm.
up.
And that's just right now. There ain't no saying what I'm be listening to next month.
Right. You know what? That's the same with me. Last year, I was on a trap music tip. Now I'm listening to 90s hip hop now. So
exactly.
That's how it goes, man. If music goes off, so you should listen to it, I guess. Thing all day long. You're going to get so, like me, I'm a huge Wu-Tang fan. I can listen to Wu-Tang all day long. So, if you ever get lucky and hear me freestyle rap with the kids out back, you'll hear a lot of that coming out of me. A lot of Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang, that's the group that's really. Not a lot of groups are matching. That's the style they brought. Wu-Tang, I love them.
Yeah, man, that's one of my. It's one of the groups that I just fell in love with as a kid. They had everything I wanted. They were gritty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had one really crazy dude in the group. I was with
them and Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's two groups that a lot of people can't touch. Just the style, the flow, the originality they had was ridiculous.
Right. Those original. I'm a fan of Twister. I'm not really a big huge fan of the whole, speed rapping thing. But regardless of the fact though, Bone Thugs, Twister, those are originators of that flow. And
exactly.
When you originate something, it's hard for anybody to match it. You gotta be really really different. To really do that. So that's good, man. That's real good. So you got shows coming up in Cali coming up soon. You just did that Manton show.
Oh yeah, I was like, how was that? It was actually pretty well. It came out nice. I gained a lot of fans out there. It's cool because a lot of people, they don't expect me to get on stage, rock the stage the way I do. But, so the Manson Party, it was pretty nice.
That's cool, man. That's what's up, man. Because I know a couple of acts that were up there. Noise Man, Selena was up in there.
Yeah.
Who else was there? It was a pretty big lineup for that. I hate that I missed out on that, but I had other prior engagements. I had to take care of my own self. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I've only got a few minutes left on my show, and I've got some bills. I got to pay some advertisement. will I be blessed to see you at Money Plays tomorrow night?
at Money Place tomorrow night, I'll try to make it out. But I got some new stuff I want to perform anyway.
Okay, there you go. Hey, there's a place to bless it at right there at Money Place. All right, well, then, hopefully I will see you tomorrow night. You know I'll be up in there. That's my residency spot. I'm there every night, every Thursday, no fail. So with that being said, Savadraw, I thank you. Any other music that you want to push my way, definitely make sure you get it out to me, man. I'll get it on the air. And like I said, folks that didn't hear me, I said this in the privacy of the back area of my studio interface on my laptop. Savadraw's song, Wildin' featuring New, will be the new song that starts off Wildin' West Coast Wednesdays until now and when this man drops a remix for me.
All right, man. I want to thank you for having me on the show, man.
Oh, man, thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for accepting, man. And you do what you do, man. Keep rocking the crowd. And everybody, pay close attention to the Facebook page. You're going to get more of Savadraw performances on our Facebook page. You're going to get more Savadraw performances posted up there. So you guys can get familiar with that man and any and all, everything that you need to know. Sav, tell them where they can find you at before I get you out of here.
You can find me on Twitter at Savadraw Music, Facebook at Savadraw Music, Instagram at Savadraw, and SoundCloud, Savadraw. And my EPK is on sonicbids.com/rawmusic.
That's what's up.
I actually made a mistake. It's / Savadraw. There's so many of them, it's hard to keep up with.
Well, they'll find you.
Yeah, everything is Savadraw.
Google that man and his face will pop up. That's what we do around here, man. That's what it is. All right, well, Savage, will you take it easy, man? Thank you for coming on to the show.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
And you are always welcome to the door of Wild West Coast Wednesdays or past the Mike Saturdays whenever you want to, my good man. So put that number on speed.
All right, for sure, man.
All right, brother. You take it easy now.
All right, you too, man.
All right. Goodbye. Oh, right. That was Savadraw Music. Chase that man down on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, everywhere. Just type in Savadraw, and it's going to come up. I'm having a little... Bear with me here for a moment, people. There we go. That's better. I have my headset all wrapped around my head. Funny. It's Wild and West Coast Wednesday. I got my favorite barber on the line. She's been chilling faithfully, listening to the show, cutting hair, probably laughing at me, making cute remarks to her fellow clients, saying things like, I'll be glad when this boy get his hair cut because he's looking like a beast on the live, and it's not a good representation of Pastor Mike.
I'm here.
I knew you was
I'm
there.
I'm going to take it in the what I'm doing.
So, Chrissy, you're cutting heads today, I see. How many heads you cut today?
Every day, all day. I didn't do a lot today. I had to go register Brandon for school. So, I kind of left and came back.
Okay.
I see everybody up and they coming in right now and like 1 hour left.
Right, yeah, okay. Your show's almost over.
Yes, thank God.
Great interview, man. Shout out to Savadraw for coming on the air with us today.
Yes, thank you.
He's got the kids got good music, man. He's got real good music, man. And like I said, that's all. He is nice. He's nice. That kid is legitimately nice. And I'm gonna tell you what, it's hard to do in. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna take that back. I'm gonna stop saying bad things about him right now.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm going to stop saying bad things about the face of hip hop right now.
Oh, please. Wow.
Why? What do you mean, why?
You need some help.
Well, no, I'm still going to voice my opinion. I'm still going to say what I got to say. But
garbage
I'm still know, hold on. Not all of it is garbage.
Not all of it. I say it's garbage out here.
There's becoming a larger amount of really good MCs starting to pop up. They just need support.
Right.
That's it. They just need support. There's a plethora of really great MCs that are coming out, and they're young. They're young and they're hungry.
Right.
You know, they're coming to me. They're coming to me spitting verses about the greats that I listen to coming up in the golden era of hip hop. You know, and these kids are like young. They got bars and they can spit and they're hungry. They just need support. So,
you're right. That's what we out here for.
That's what we're here for, to give support.
Yeah, I need some holler at it.
I mean, I still gonna say my piece because I'm a grown adult American, so I'm gonna say what I got to say when I wanna say it. But at the end of the day, you know, shout out to young kids coming out, starting to reflex real hip hop. And don't worry, guys.
I forgot about coming out, huh? I forgot about my kid. I forgot about
Red Vegas. Shout out to Red Vegas. We're gonna put him on the thing. We're gonna start with hip hop. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start this
podcast. Oh yeah, that's your CD cover. I know I sent it to you.
Yeah, that's a fresh little CD cover he got there. A little clever little CD cover.
The graphics was wonderful. Shout out to whoever did the graphics. I don't know the name of the guy, but shout out to you. But his sister's gonna go ahead and get on the album with her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
she rapped.
Yeah, she got a little bit in her too. She can rap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm creating some rappers. Can you believe that?
Look at you. See there?
Off of R. Kelly and Jaheim. I'm just kidding.
You could rap and do what happens. Is that what happens? I'm gonna do a study and see something. If you listen to R&B, you have rappers. If you have sex to rappers, you grow rock stars. You have sex.
You
to
had a
rock.
Thought now.
Yeah, there's gotta be. It must be a cycle.
Hold on.
So yeah, this is wilding out right now. Shout out to Daly. Daly's back. Daly's back from Chicago. He just got back in a couple nights ago. Just pay homage to a man, Daly.
I'm not going. I'd never let you fight Frieza alone.
Listen, Gohan, you have to get out of here now. You don't have a
I'm
going to
cut out
like
all the other shit.
But Goku, we can't leave. If you think that your little friend can escape, you're sadly mistaken.
Daly.
Alright. Hey!
Sippin' gin and tonic, watch me hit the chronic, yes, I've been up on it, whoa. I got the thickest chick erotic, off the hypnotic, she's off it like, whoa. I got a fifth of vodka, hit the spliff like Rastas, I'm the sickest monster I know. Got the bitches on us, yeah, we been them ballers, yeah, we getting dollars for the flow. You can find me where the money stay, so I'm always at money plays. If anybody knows me, then they know I'm on a money chase. Trying to get that money quick, underlay. Don't be talking shit or get punched in the face. Trying to be rich, don't care what them youngins say. I like my paper with the 100 face. Just to be honest, I be off it when I'm on it. That Long Island got me gone. Click that Patron shot, got a strong kick. No suit on, but I'm on that ball shit. As the dollar signs off for a profit. Paper chasing, I can't even stop it. Me winning, yeah, that's the main topic. Me and the squad always stay off it. That's because we always stay on it. That Bombay, be the bombest. Take it to the face, then I'm off it. But that's just because I'm on it, man. I'm off it often, cause it's awesome. I'll be off it till I see the coffin. Patron got me coughing. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it.
I be on it. When I'm off it, I be on it.
It was Krillin.
Trying to jump over there, old sissy.
Pop goes the weasel.
That was I'm off it, my man, the Daily. He'll be back in checking with us on Saturday. He took a long vacation to Chicago, visit the fam, and go to a lot of Palooza concerts. He said that show was popping. So I only got like about 2 minutes left to show here, so just want to get you guys adequated with things that's going around in my fair city around here. First of all, make sure you guys tune in August 20th. I've got my man Arthur. He'll be on promoing his song. He's from Lagos, Nigeria. That's right, y'all. Pastor Mike Radio has reached out and touched the motherland. Me in Africa, baby. Whoop, whoop. Telling you. Pastor Mike's going to go worldwide. Don't worry. Stay tuned. We got our fingers in Canada, too. We're going to get some Canadaites on there, too, real soon. So, you know. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Stay off the way tuned in. Let's see here. So what else we got going on around here in my fair city? So, of course, Thursday, Money Plays, my resident spot. I'm there every Thursday night. Money Plays, open mic, Money Mic. Come on out there. Flex your skills, rap music skills, singing skills, poetry skills, your comedy skills. At the end of the night, there's drawings for cash, food, and drinks. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your talent, bring your skill. Also, coming up at Money Plays, August 20th, same day as Arthur Green on my show. We got the Loonies going to be at Money Plays. Pastor Mike will be in the house down there. You'll get to see Drew Down, Razzcast, C-Night, Havoc, Mr. Black, Wolf Dotson, Rev Harvey Listen, Misfit, Big Smith, and many, many more. That is brought to you by Ringmaster and XMR and a whole bunch of other people come together for that. Also, be in mind, it's the big homie birthday, Paul Macklin. His birthday is September 9th. So we'll be rocking with Paul Macklin at Money. Also,
what up, Paul?
September, that's right. What up, Paul A? Also, September, the day after, I'm out for at Money Plays, the Resident Jerks. That'll be myself, Jay, the best of co-worker to do. My uncle, Victor Hernandez. My little homeboy, Ernest E., the biggest homie that I know, Big Doc, the truth teller. And many, many more. Oh, and I forgot one more special guest, Sean Rotan. That is one funny motherfucker right there. That's his new name. I just named him. You're welcome. This is Jay, best of Cold Water could do. Tuning in with me today was Chrissy, my barber. Keeps me looking fresh. Got to come see her soon before I be on cameras again. And she cuts me out. Shout out to Miss Katrina checking in with us earlier. Shout out to Daily back home from Chicago. Shout out to Tone, Tony Giles, Big Boss is Pastor Mike Radio. He is right now, he just landed down in Florida, setting up shop out there for us. So shout out to him getting his world straight out there for himself, his family, and for us. That being said, Wild and West Coast Monday, it's over. Thank you very much for all of my fans, for all of our fans, everybody calling in, tuning in, listening to us. Chrissy, I need to keep them hair, keep them lines straight. We out of here, baby.